Chapter 22. Hannah uttered a silent cry. She struggled to free her leg and quickly realized she had stepped into a coiled garden hose. Exhaling loudly, she lifted her foot out of it and crept the rest of the way to the open window. This side of the house was covered in darkness. The window was too high for Hannah to see into the room. Standing beneath the window, Hannah could hear the boys' sneakers thudding on bare floorboards. She could hear whispering voices and high-pitched, muffled laughter. "What are they doing in there?" she wondered, her entire body tight with fear. "Don't they realize how much trouble they could get into?" Bright lights against the side of the house made Hannah jump back with a startled cry. She dropped to the ground and spun around and saw headlights through the tall hedge. Car headlights floating toward the driveway. Mr. Chesney? Was he returning home? Returning home in time to catch the three intruders in his house? Hannah opened her mouth to call out a warning to the boys, but her voice caught in her throat. The headlights floated past. The darkness rolled back over the yard. The car rumbled silently on. It wasn't Mr. Chesney, Hannah realized. She struggled to her feet and returned to her place below the window. She decided she had to let the boys know she was there. She had to get them out of there. "Danny!" she called, wrapping her hands around her mouth as a megaphone. "Get out! Come on, get out now!" The feeling of dread weighed her down. She shouted up to the window again. "Come out! Hurry! Please!" She could hear their muffled voices inside, and she could hear the scrape of sneakers on the floor. Staring up the window, she saw a light come on, orange light. Dim at first, then brighter. "Are you crazy?" she shouted into them. "Turn off the lights!" Why on earth were they turning on lights? Did they want to get caught? "Turn off the lights!" she repeated in a high, shrill, frightened voice. But the orange light grew brighter, became a bright yellow. And as she stared in horror, Hannah realized the light was flickering. Not lamp light, fire light. Fire! They had set a fire! "No!" she screamed, raising her hands to the sides of her face. "No! Get out! Get out of there!" She could smell smoke now. She could see the reflection of the leaping flames in the window glass. She started to shout to them again, but stopped when she saw the shadow move toward her on the wall of the house. Hannah stopped and turned her stare, and saw the dark figure, blacker than the night, its red eyes glowing brightly from the blackness of its face. It stepped silently toward her, floating rapidly over the tall, weed-strewn grass. Its red eyes appeared to light up as it neared. The moving shadow called in a voice as dry as dead leaves. "Hannah, stay away." "No!" Hannah uttered a frightened wail as it moved toward her. A burst of frigid air encircled her body. "No!"
"Hannah, Hannah."
"Who are you?" she demanded. "What do you want?" Behind her, she could hear the crackle of flames now. Yellow light flickered behind choking waves of black smoke from the open window. Its fiery eyes glowing brighter, the shadow figure raised itself up, hovered closer, closer, stretching out its arms, preparing to pull her in.